The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 19th of November, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Just made it in. I'm just sitting in the office reading news, blips, about why this one lady voted for Trump. And no, she's not a fascist. So it was interesting. It was an interesting opinion piece. And it was an opinion piece. So good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good.
Wednesday, good. Staff's going over to Garden of Light. May be raining, but we'll see. You know, rain's on and off, and that's why you have raincoats. And we're in the igloo, so we can sit in the igloo, eat pizza, and drink hot chocolate, and just kind of look from afar.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, National Days today?
Yeah, it's National Carbonated Caffeine Beverage Day. So, not just carbonated beverage, but caffeinated carbonated. It's like a tongue twister.
What kind of day is that? What kind of, I mean, yeah. What is that? Is that like Coca-Cola?
They're trying to sponsor that. They're trying to sell caffeine.
Get loaded everybody. Drinks. Is that like Red Bull and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I guess so. Like any carbonated, canned, caffeinated, tongue twister, caffeinated carbonated beverage.
Okay. Got it. I know. I have a friend that drinks something that's called, I think it's called Bang. Is there a drink out there called Bang?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
it's kind of like a carbonated, extra caffeine beverage that he enjoys. I think he's always got a cooler and a six pack in his truck of Bang. Okay. Hey, it's going to be showers likely, mainly after 4 p.m. today, and showers tonight. We get a high of 48 today, a low around 40, but we're having probably a wind warning, since we're going to have winds could gust as high as 28 miles per hour today. So just be aware of that if you're out driving. And 100% chance of precipitation. Wednesday, showers. Showers can be heavy at times with a high near 47. And, again, gust up to 26. And low around 44. And Thursday night showers. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 51. So chance of precipitation is high for the next few days, my friends, so be prepared for that. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793, and they do treat their customers special. They treat them as friends, which is why they've been in the business for 30 years. And I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and it is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You're looking lovely this morning, as you do all the time, coming in here this early. And Linda, I don't know, y'all get yourselves together and all that. And of course, you probably go to work right after this, too.
That's right.
Okay. That's probably the reason why. David and I, we walk in with cowboy hat or hats on, baseball hats on backwards and, sweatshirt sometimes. No, we don't wear sweatshirts. Mm-hmm. I wore a hoodie once, one time, because I have no idea why I wore a hoodie. But it seemed like a good idea at the time, so... Good morning.
Good morning again.
Let's talk lung cancer awareness. From the other times you've been on, lung cancer has always been one of the major causes of death from cancer.
Yes, it is number one cause of death in U.S. So it's a special for all of us to learn about it and do the best we can for it.
Is it the, but there have been advances.
Yes, because
it all comes down to, detection.
That's
correct. Is that true?
Yes. And actually, fortunately for all of us, slowly it took almost like 10, 15 years over last that this has happened. The screening is available. Most of the insurances are covering for screening for patients who have history of smoking before and they've quit within last 20 years. So that is something to be kept in mind. And so anybody who has recently quit in last 20 years, they are eligible for the screening program. And they can reach out to their primary doctors who can help them with the screening CT scans for the lung. They are low-dose CT scans, so actually it's not that dangerous. People worry about radiation from the CAT scans also, but it's not that bad. So even if you're getting it every other year or yearly even, it still helps. And it's a long-term benefit is early detection for lung cancer and hopefully cure, even now, if it is detected.
The I think Shasta Regional was in here, and they said they, you know, they've got that low dose
CT scan
now. But now, if you've got lung cancer in your family, do you also are you also available
about
for
15% of lung cancers can be non smoking related, and there is some data that they are genetically mediated. So. Yes, if you do have a history and you know the person was not a smoker before, that can be genetic there. And we do recommend talking to your doctor about it so they can check the those things. And there are other specialized genetic tests available. So that can also help in trying to figure this out if you have a risk. For the lung cancer, genetic risk.
I think you told me last time you all were on and shared with our audience about this, you know, you can take this test you're talking about and it can identify all these different things that you could be, that you could catch, or not catch, but the different cancers that you might be susceptible to, or did I misunderstand?
No, you are absolutely correct, Carl. So what happens is nowadays the genetic advancements have actually really helped. The technology is out there. Anybody can give a DNA from there and they can be tested for like 50 to sometimes 100 genes. And not all of them are directly linked to cancers, but some of them are what we call pathogenetic. Mm-hmm. And those ones, if they are detected, then they have a higher risk of higher susceptibility risk of having cancers. And they can actually tell you that this particular gene has high risk for this cancer. So they can be a little bit more, aware and proactive in screening.
Okay, and so if you have that and you've taken that test and it says, whoa, you might be more susceptible to lung cancer or breast cancer or whatever, then it's something that you can share with your doctor.
Right.
So you can take extra tests.
Right,
more tests.
But just be mindful that those genetic tests are not yet covered by the insurances, so you may have to pay out of your own pocket. And they can be expensive sometimes. Not everybody can afford them.
Okay. Well, then, but isn't this like a lot of other things that start and then they find out that they, you know, it is helpful and that it pays off the insurance companies, really, if people find it?
Yeah, long term it does if you are able to prevent, you know, because we do so many things to prevent one cancer. We do so many other things to prevent one death. So long term, if you look at it and do the calculation, it is helpful, but not all insurances are covering it, and you may have to do out of pocket.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Dr. Pamela Danuka. It's Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking about things that people can do to give them a better shot at survival. Because, again, early detection is the secret.
That's correct.
Hey, the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade is coming on December 7th at 6 p.m. in downtown Reading. And the Active 2030 Club of Reading is searching for a classic car to escort the Grand Marshal. And they need a truck to pull Santa's sleigh. Please call 530-395-2219. Or email christmasparade@gmail.com for more information. And Anderson's Lighted Christmas Parade is coming up December 1st, which will feature fantastic music and their city Christmas tree lighting. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, vehicle, I should say. I guess that counts as bikes and trucks. Who knows what else is out there. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Let me see. I'm wondering what kind of electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. No offense, but I understand that Hertz is divesting themselves of electric vehicles. They're selling them. And you know, they sell off, you know, their used fleets all the time anyway. But I understand that they're selling a number of EVs now out there. Mm-hmm. But better news, I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and we're better news, I'm with her. Not so better news is we're talking about Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And what do people, what are symptoms of lung cancer, Dr. Dhanuka?
Unfortunately, early on, there are no symptoms. So the time when we want it to be detected, most of the people don't have any obvious symptoms. It's only later on you develop symptoms of cough, hemoptysis, pain, chest pain, breathing problem. All those come later, but by the time it's too late. So we recommend screening for all high-risk patients. It's available to everyone who has quit in the last 20 years and their smoking career. So it's actually a good idea to be available and take this opportunity and go for screening CT scans, screening low-dose CT scans.
But is there, since there's, it starts, oh, just as an example, my brother-in-law mm-hmm. was in the hospital because his brother had a heart condition mm-hmm. that nobody suspected. So they went to test him mm-hmm. for this heart condition. And they, you know, they're doing x-rays mm-hmm. and all this. And they spotted a little spot.
Right.
They found a little spotted yeah. a spot. Found a spot on his lung, mm-hmm. his left lung, upper lobe. Mm-hmm. It's cancer. Yeah. And they ended up taking out that whole lobe, the upper lobe.
See, that was a blessing in disguise in a way.
It was.
You know, because you could detect it and you can be cured. Early lung cancer detected early can be cured.
And so they took out that upper lobe. Yeah. It's going to take a while for him to recover, but mm-hmm. he's out walking and all this.
That's
but
wonderful.
What he did then is he can pass it on to his kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, he tells his kids that, hey, this happened to me. Mm-hmm. And if it hadn't been for the heart
right.
infraction or infection, whatever it is, for his brother, he would have never been tested, you know,
right.
for that and the other thing coming up. So
right.
that was very fortunate.
That's true.
On something like that. So, but he felt great. Mm-hmm. There were no symptoms of anything. But right. if somebody, I mean, is it coughing? I mean, if you cough up blood, I guess it's too late then. What are some of the other things besides coughing? Is there
coughing, shortness of breath? You feel like you get a little bit extra work. You get short of breath. You need more air. Chest pain can be sometimes be an indicator. And very, very, very rarely you have other things which are not related to even your chest that it can happen. So there's a wide range of symptoms that can be attributed.
Okay. So, you know, David, every time that Dr. Dhanuka comes on or any of the medical shows for 2 days afterwards, mm-hmm. I've got that. I think I have that. You know, am I getting short of breath? And, you know. You know, then I'll think about it. Well, if I run up this hill, I kind of get short of breath. But every time I run up that hill, I get short of breath. It's been going on for a while.
It happens. When we used to go, we were in medical school.
Oh.
I can tell you every possible thing we were reading, we used to imagine that we are having it.
That's what my brother said. He's a doctor, and he goes on going through. He says, I was sure I was dying from this disease
Everything.
That is only found in one small part of a island in Africa off the coast of Africa. He said, I've got it. I've got it. You know, I need to see somebody. Does that happen?
It happens. I had my CT scans done my whole head to toe before I was out of my medical school. So.
Because you knew you had that. Whatever that disease was, you've got it. Oh my gosh. No, that would, you know, that's, I can just see that happening because you're learning about it and then, what? I do that. I mean, I have that symptom. And you read more, I have that symptom.
Yeah.
That's on the spectrum of hypochondria. Right?
No, no, it's not hypochondria. But if, okay. So Dr. Danuka said, if you do this and you kind of run out of breath, maybe some chest pains and all this, wouldn't you be thinking, you go, well, yeah,
I did that. I have it.
That happens sometimes. It turns out you're just laying on your back long or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once it is detected, that's when the action starts.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about that process.
So once we find some nodule, some lesion, they have different names. People get confused sometimes. But it's basically all boils down to anything which shouldn't be there in the those CT scans or chest x-rays. Uh-huh. Chest x-rays is a little difficult to find smaller lesions, but sometimes big ones are easy to be seen on that. And once we know that it is there, then the next step is we want to know what kind of tissue is that, which is causing, giving rise to that cancer or neoplasm or whatever growth that is there. So we need a biopsy. Most of the time, if it is in the central part of the chest, you would need an EUS guided biopsy. The pulmonologist does it.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in through the bronchial tube with a scope and around in that area, closer to the central chest, they can go in with a needle and biopsy if they have access. So it all depends how far it is from the bronchus and they can do it. Sometimes you can do it from the EUS with the endoscopy. GI doctors can go in with a scope and they can take a biopsy, especially in the posterior part of the lung lobes.
Okay.
So they are able to access it, and we can get tissue from there. If it is more on the peripheries, then it's more easily
accessed. Where's that at?
Meaning outer side.
Okay.
Outer side.
I can't remember who you're talking to.
So it's on the
Around your dinner table, all your people are brilliant. They're all doctors, and y'all can talk this way. But when you get to me, think of me as the next-door neighbor 7-year-old that just walked in. Okay. Okay, so the outer
part of your chest, that those areas are more easily accessible with the CT-guided biopsies.
Uh-huh.
And MD imaging, interventional radiology people are the ones who usually are able to easily access those and give.
So they just kind of like go through your chest into the lung
from outside,
with the camera and
with the needle. Yeah, they're looking at the CAT scans and then you're in there and then they can just put the needle
into it.
So it's pretty safe to get those done and get the tissue because that's our first step. We want to know when we see any cancer anywhere, we want to know where is the original tissue. What is the tissue origin of this cancer?
Oh, because that cancer you see there could have started someplace else.
That's correct.
Got it.
So that's why we want to have that tissue, and that's very important to give us, because ultimately when we are planning treatment, we want to know two things. We want to know what is the tissue of origin of that cancer? And secondly, we want to know how far the cancer has spread in your body.
Now, see, after all these years that we've talked about this, I know people go in and get biopsies.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was just to see if it was cancer or not, but it's not. It's to find out also the origin of those cells.
Yeah.
Because those cells could have traveled through your body from your...
Right. And that's how we give it a name.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When we call it a lung cancer, what we are saying is it's coming from the lung tissue.
Right.
When we call it a stomach cancer, that what it may mean is the cancer is arising from the stomach tissue. When we call colon cancer, we mean that cancer started in the colon somewhere and it's gone to wherever.
Even though you found it someplace else.
Even though you find it in the lung or liver sometimes.
But you have to treat, of course, both. Now you have to start looking in the colon the stomach.
And very rarely we find that the place we are calling it doesn't have the cancer, but cancer is where we have found it.
Okay.
So very rarely it can happen too. So that's how this whole name of the cancers goes with the tissue of origin of the cancer.
Oh, so they can find that spot, God forbid. Okay, they found that spot on my brother's. He's already had that part of his lung taken out. They could find it there. But when they did the biopsy, they could find out that it had started someplace else. And then, while they take that one out, now they're looking.
Yeah. So if it wherever it started, that would be the name of the cancer.
Okay, got it. Wow. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and I'm just learning all types of stuff this morning. It's got me all going. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of a denial, you need somebody in your corner, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. This is his specialty, workers' compensation. He built the largest workers' compensation law office north of Sacramento. It's right there in Palo Cedro. He's built it up in the last four or five years. And he's a scrapper. There's lots of times these treatments and procedures take a long time. And it's just the way it is. Lack of doctors, paperwork, whatever. But it's going along the way it should. Maybe a little bit slow. And he's going to tell you that. However, if the treatment is not being done, Patrick Gorman is going to get in there and fight for you. He's a veteran of former law enforcement, got his law degree, and this is what he does. He helps people that need assistance. So if you need somebody that's going to fight for you on workers' compensation, because work injuries can be life-changing, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. Today. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Be telling the special ops guys to start getting ready.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Free Five Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, if you are looking to get your concealed carry license, then let me recommend Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy and his team, very professional NRA instructors. They provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. I've retired from teaching with Ted, but I know the level of training and expertise every one of his instructors has. We had numerous classes concerning the new laws in California. You take this class and you're going to learn, where, when, and how to carry a firearm safely, but be able to use it efficiently. For more information, give them a call at 800-913-1393 or 530-999-1822. I'm here with Dr. Pamela DeNuca, and we're talking lung cancer because it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And I learned something that if they see a spot on your lung or your colon or your stomach or, I don't know, almost anywhere, when they do the biopsy, it's not just to say, yep, that's cancer. It's also to locate where it started. And it's probably not a good sign if you're, oh, there's a spot on your lung and they do a biopsy and they say, yeah, but that came from your stomach. So now that opens up a whole new, a whole new area to look at.
Right.
Cancer travels. Mm-hmm. How does that do it? How does it? It obviously doesn't pack its bags and go someplace. It gets in the system somehow. Is that
right.
Correct?
So, first of all, we have to understand that cancer cells are invisible. Individual cancer cells are invisible to our naked eyes. They're so tiny. They're so little. Like I always give this example, you know, the tip of your pen has millions of cancer cells on it. And that's when they're clumped together, that's when we are able to see that much.
But if they're kind of spread out.
And they're very friable. They're easy to separate. So, even little, small, tiny cancer cell can have millions of cells and they can detach from the main clump and go anywhere. So if you have any access to blood supply to that tiny little piece, the cancer could be traveling in your blood anywhere in your body.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just what we are seeing. We have to keep in mind as an oncologist that it could be what we are not seeing. We always have to keep in mind that it could be microscopic form traveling anywhere and everywhere.
Now, there are treatments that say you find that small spot on somebody's, say their lung.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they took out the whole lobe to make sure they got everything there for my brother.
Right.
Is there a way of going in there? Do we have techniques so precise they can cut around that one spot and take it out? Or is that something it doesn't make any difference?
So there are only three things we can do to a cancer, right?
Okay.
So we can do surgery, we can do radiation, we can do chemotherapies or chemicals, right? So surgery, the whole premise here is when they take the whole lobe out for the tiny little cancer, we always say, why do they have to take such big lobe out of just for that tiny little
cancer? Yeah, I was wondering about that. I thought maybe you could take like a fist size.
Yeah, so you can do little. Why do they have to do that? So this whole idea comes from the blood supply of our lung.
Okay. Yeah.
So if we take there are like three lobes on the right side and there are two lobes in the lung on the left side.
Right.
Right? So if the blood supply to one lobe is all and we have a small cancer, we are assuming that little pieces, little cells, tiny cells are in the blood supply in that area.
Okay.
So we are, if we do the surgery and we take the whole lobe out, that gives better long-term survival because we are taking not just the cancer, we are taking the tiny microscopic cancer cells in the blood supply of that lobe out too.
Yeah.
And then we go...
Because that's how it spreads.
That's how it spreads.
That blood supply in that area.
That's right. So we are taking that out and that improves the chances of survival there.
Okay. Understandable.
So that's why we, whenever we do surgery for cancer, we are always doing bigger than the area than what we are intending to take out. Because we can take away, we are always assuming there is more microscopic spread around it than what we are seeing.
So we're doing a little collateral damage there just to ensure we got the cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how does, okay, then you've got radiation.
Right.
And then you have chemicals.
Right.
Chemotherapy,
chemicals.
Okay. So what does the what does radiation do? And so, how does that use?
Yeah. So early on, if it's very small, surgery can do the best and we can get cure from surgery only.
Okay.
Radiation role comes when we know it's little more bigger than the very tiny. So it all depends. There's what we call staging. We divide cancer into stages, stage 1, 2, 3, 4. And stage 1 being the cancer is very minimally there, less than, let's say, depending on which different cancers, but size-wise very small. The stage 2 is when the cancer is still there where it was started, but the size is a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Stage 3 usually, this is just a generic classification
sure,
I'm
sure.
giving. Stage 3 usually ends up being in the lymph nodes. And stage 4, it spread to any other part of your body other than where it started.
Okay.
So we can make a little bit changes here and there, but overall, broadly, this is how we classify.
Right.
So for if we are doing any surgery-only procedures, usually we can cure stage 1 cancers. And most of the time, we don't need anything more than that.
Okay.
If we are doing stage 2, we may need additional radiation on top of the surgery so that we can sterilize the area around it and it doesn't come back locally in that area. The risk of coming back locally is much higher.
Okay, so that's what the radiation does. It sterilizes that area, a wider area.
Wider area around it so around we don't get it coming back in the same spot.
Okay, again. Got it.
And then stage 3, we already know it's gone into the lymph glands. Lymph glands means it has communication to your blood supply. So it will be traveling everywhere. We already make that assumption. As soon as we say stage 3, we mean it's going into the bloodstream, right? So the only thing that works in that situation is you have to have additional chemotherapy to go after those microscopic cancer cells floating in the blood and kill those so it doesn't come back anywhere else in your body.
Is chemotherapy all the same? Or is there different types of chemotherapy?
Chemotherapy.
I know people have gone through it.
So
and some people it doesn't seem to affect. I mean, in other people it's like.
So in tough. My definition of chemotherapy is any chemicals that we are using to kill the cancer cells is a chemotherapy.
Okay.
Okay, which we give IV or oral, doesn't matter, as long as we are using some form of chemicals to go after the cancer cells. So traditionally we have used, for last 80 years, we have used chemotherapy chemicals given in IV form for advanced cancers. And most of the public, what we understand chemotherapy is all the bad things that happen from it. So there is a negative memories in the mind of public about chemotherapy. So newer chemical therapies, which are the target therapies and immunotherapies, people like to not call them chemotherapy. They like to give them target therapy or immunotherapy so that it doesn't continue to carry that horrendous side effect by which were happening with the traditional chemotherapy.
I'm losing my hair, that kind of stuff.
That's
now,
right.
Does chemotherapy work?
Of course, all the successes that we are seeing in advanced cancer is from the chemotherapy.
Okay, that's what people need to know. It may have some unpleasant side effects.
It does, yeah.
But it gives you more life. It gives you a chance.
That's right.
Now, you talked to We got to take a break.
Sure.
Now, you've talked before about the immunotherapies mm-hmm. and how they were doing studies on that. So would you mind talking about that when we get back?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda, I think Linda's going to be rolling in here soon, I think. Hey, yeah, it's going to be raining today and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. Saturday. Maybe Saturday. We'll see. So be prepared for that. And we're going to have high wind gusts up to 28 miles per hour. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, family owned business, veteran owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Dr. Palma Ludenuka, and it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. I'm learning all types of stuff. that one, that doctors believe that they've got every disease that they study. And it's not just Dr. Danuka telling me this. This is both my brothers telling me this that are doctors that said, oh no, I was confident that I had this strange disease that that 1% of 1% of the people in the world had, but I've got it. So, but we're talking lung cancer awareness, and we've had great information. And, you know, something that, you know, today I learned that when they do a biopsy, it isn't just to see if it's cancerous. It's to see where it came from. And so you may have a spot on your lung, but it may have started in your colon, your stomach, who knows where. And so then the search begins. But there's a type of therapy called immunotherapy. And you've been talking about this for several years. And when you first started talking about it, you said, well, we're just starting with this. And so what exactly is that?
So
okay, we're ready.
So like we were just talking about chemotherapy. They're all chemicals that we give to kill cancer, right? So
right.
Traditional chemotherapies are, I'd like to explain this in your terms, Carl, okay?
Good. So that 7-year-old that wandered in
dinner. The veteran terms, you know.
Okay.
Got it. So traditional chemotherapy is like you go, your blunt force.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You have
yeah.
your army going in
head to head, right?
Killing whoever is on the battlefield,
the
they go and kill it.
That's
right?
The Marines.
That's your job.
That's your Marines. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, he's correcting me.
That's chemotherapy.
Yeah. So that's traditional chemotherapy. You in the battlefield, whatever is there, they're going to kill everything. Doesn't matter if it's the enemy, if it's some bystander, something.
Well, let's put that a little bit different. But there's what you're saying is could be collateral damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's traditional warfare, right?
Traditional warfare.
So then comes the target therapy. Target therapy means the chemotherapy or the chemicals have target that they go after.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on the cancer cells, they can identify some markers, and they are only trying to go after those cells which have those markers.
Okay.
Some of your normal body cells may have those markers also, so sometimes they do also get damaged in the process, but mainly they have eyes, they have their eyes set on the markers, and they're going exclusively for those markers.
Okay.
So those ones are called target therapies.
All right.
Okay.
So they've identified whatever that genome is in there, and then that's where it's taken out.
Yeah. So they're going exclusively for that. So minimal bystander damage, normal tissues otherwise are okay in that target therapy. And like we are saying, you know, regular normal chemotherapy would be going anything that's growing, it'll kill it.
Right.
Whereas target therapy is only going to kill the cancer which has the marker on it.
Okay.
Right? So that is like little different kind of approach.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like a sniper.
Sniper approach, right. So it's a sniper approach. You have a target, they go after that. And so much less side effects, much less damage, but it still is there. It's not like exclusively completely specific. They still can be other tissues which have those markers, and they can still be having some side effects. Now comes the immunotherapy. Immunotherapy works with a very different approach. So we have to understand how and why we get cancer in the first place. All of us, cancer is our own body cell which is not behaving normally, and it's not following the rules of our body. So it just, we have a limit on multiplying. It doesn't listen. It just keeps on multiplying, right? And it's
right.
So that's what cancer is. So it's not an alien coming from space and living in our body. So we are killing our own body cells. You have to remember that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is our body normally has this system, what we call immune surveillance, which means anytime it sees abnormal cells which are not doing this in an individual level, they are actually clearing it up from our system.
Yeah, that's your immune system is supposed to be.
Yeah, so it's doing this throughout our birth to our death. This is happening all throughout our lives. right? Mm-hmm. So we are, our body is constantly screening and getting rid of those abnormal cells in our body. What happens is, as we grow older or some other genetic propensity sometimes, we are not able to get rid of them for some reasons, right? Some specified reasons. We are not able to get rid of those abnormal cells. And slowly, they acquire more powerful mutations in them to not die from our natural surveillance system.
Okay.
So they collect together, add. So that they become more stronger with the mutations and are able to evade our natural surveillance system.
Right. Got
okay?
it.
So they are roaming around and clumping together, and we are not able to capture it. And once they become that many in the numbers, like I was saying, the
right.
microscopic,
yeah.
they become millions together and they come together, then we are able to see it. Oh, yes, there is cancer there. But
okay.
the process has been happening for a long time before that, right? So immunotherapy goes back to fix this immune surveillance system. So what it does is we give some medicines, and the cancer which was cancer is kind of like, if you, I like to think of it, it's able to bribe your own immune system to not attack it.
Right.
Right? But when we give the immunotherapy, you're reorienting your own immune system to say, this is the cancer, go after it.
So what you're doing is you're using your own body. So
your own immune system is able to go after it again.
Because it's gotten some reinforcements there, and
yeah.
so now it can go after the cancer.
Yeah.
And before it gets too big.
That. So right now, then what happens is you're reorienting, okay? Because so far, the way cancer cells were escaping the surveillance were, they were able to tell it, I'm your own cell. Don't kill me. Don't
yeah.
kill, right? But it's able to tell them that these are the ones which are the cancer cells. So it goes after the cancer.
Reorient and goes after the cancer. Okay. And this works.
And this works, you know. So this is our latest how we try to do. So the different mechanisms in the immune
yeah.
mechanisms that we are able to do that. But we are using our own immune system to go after. Rather than giving chemicals from outside attacking it, it's a different way of dealing with the cancer cells. So when people take immune therapies, the side effects are much less.
Okay, so that's another way. Boy. I like that one.
Isn't it? It's very interesting. And so the side effects are minimal. They do have side effects rare later on. And another interesting part of immunotherapy is that you can keep having the results even after you stop the treatment.
Oh, so it keeps working.
It keeps working even for later on. You can have the
so it'll just keep up there looking for those bad cells.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. And Dr. Dhanuka, how do people get a hold of you?
Pace Cancer Center on 2145 Court Street, phone 530-247-1425.
And I would be remiss if I didn't offer congratulations to your husband, Dr. Paul Dhanuka, who is currently leading. I mean, they're still counting votes, but he's got a pretty good lead. And I think his message resonated with the people here in
yes.
town about, making our community stronger and safer and bringing in more medical assets mm-hmm. for our community. And I think that resonated with a lot of people. Wow. Hey, on Thanksgiving, do all the kids show up?
Actually, Thanksgiving, no, none of the kids are coming home. I am the one who's traveling.
Oh, you're traveling.
We're now, not got, having you, Thanksgiving at home.
Your
this
daughters
time.
Are in medical school.
Actually, my older one, she's doing OBGYN residency.
Okay.
The second one is in a medical school.
And your son is teaching math in inner city schools in East LA.
Yeah. So they're all busy doing their thing, and we are here doing our thing. We have our task cut out, and we are very excited and very humbled with the support my husband got from all the people here from every side, and it's just wonderful to feel so loved. Thank you.
Well, you get what you deserve. So thank you, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. We're going to take a break from the news. We're coming back with Redding Rancheria and the latest about what's happening out there.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Things are heating up in the Russia-Ukraine war. Russia says Ukraine has fired a half-dozen U.S.-made long-range missiles at a military target in Russia's Bryansk region. As the war intensifies, Russia's leaders turning up the heat on the West.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that a conventional attack on Russia by any nation that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. The signing of the doctrine, which says that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response, reflects Putin's readiness to threaten use of the country's nuclear arsenal to force the West to back down as Moscow presses a slow-moving offensive in Ukraine. I'm Charles Villadesma.
With hundreds of thousands of unvetted criminals allowed into the U.S. under President Biden's watch, and not to mention those on the terrorist watch list, President-elect Trump says he will declare a national emergency and will deploy the military to assist in deportations of illegal alien criminals. Decision could come today from New York Judge Juan Merchan on the future of President-elect Trump's Manhattan criminal case. In light of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity, Merchan could dismiss the case. President Biden asking Congress for close to $100 billion more in emergency disaster relief funds.
The president told lawmakers that FEMA's main disaster relief fund would face a shortfall this budget year without additional money following hurricanes Helene and Milton. In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, Mr. Biden said a shortfall would not only affect the agency's ability to provide life-saving assistance to survivors, but also would slow recovery efforts from prior disasters.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Mixed picture on Wall Street with the Dow down 205 points and the Nasdaq trading 51 points higher, the S&P 3 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
45 ex-lawmakers and activists have been sentenced to 4 to 10 years in prison in Hong Kong's biggest national security case under a Beijing-imposed law that crushed a once-thriving pro-democracy movement.
Many of the pro-democracy activists had been in detention for close to 4 years. Some members of the public camped outside the court for 3 days to get a seat. But when the sentence came down, it was swift. The longest sentence of 10 years was handed down to law professor Benny Tai, considered an organizer of the primary elections in 2020, which the authorities deemed to violate the national security law. Outside court, tensions were high. A large number of police watched on as family members of the convicted claimed their loved ones were the victims of political persecution.
The BBC's Dana Vinson says some of the defendants waved at their relatives in the courtroom as they were being sentenced. The wife of one of those says this is an unjust imprisonment. Townhall.com. Looking to save some money on your Thanksgiving feast? Correspondent Ed Donahue says it can be done.
Walmart has a 29-item offer, a frozen turkey and side dishes for less than $55. It serves 8, adding up to less than $7 per person. Brenda Holloway in Columbus, Ohio says grocery shopping, especially now, is stressful.
Should I choose this item with this pricing, or should I not because, you know, you have other bills?
Target's version of a Thanksgiving meal for four people costs $20. Robin Wenzel is with Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute.
Be proactive, shop around, look for the deals.
Wenzel says, for example, some name brand versions of cranberry sauce are less expensive than the store brands. I'm Ed Donahue.
And be it by air, car, or rail, AAA expects almost 80 million Americans to venture at least 50 miles from home over the Thanksgiving holiday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
That's it.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
I'm here. Good morning.
And with David at the controls. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I took a girlfriend over yesterday to David's store, and tell it. We're going to do a plug for you. Tell us a little bit of the name of your store and where it's located.
Oh, thank you, Linda. It's Cascade Curations. It's across from Jack's Steakhouse, and it's an. We have an art gallery in there.
Right.
We have clothing.
You have some interesting art. Well, I bought 20 albums, by the way. I don't know if you know that, Carl, but I went through because through all my mini moves, I've lost a lot of my vinyl. And so I just bought them, and you know, they were so reasonable. But so you have used instruments and pianos and drums and guitars mm-hmm. and everything you possibly want. Interesting original art from local artists, and I'm going to be coming back and buying some of those prints. Clothing, unusual, you know, it's just like you call it, curation. So congratulations. Jen was in there, and it was... Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Just really cool. So,
and she's a fast shopper, too, Carl, I hear.
Yes. No, we
can. Oh, no, yeah. She can spend money quicker than anybody I've ever known.
Anyway, thank you for being a small business owner in Redding, California. I think that's fantastic. Okay, let's go to the weather. Now, tomorrow night, you know, of course, we are supposedly, as the KCNR staff, is going to go to the opening of the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights. It's just a media night, so they bring us through, and we all, you know, Facebook and Instagram and love on it, and this year will be 2 million lights. But, you know, we've got some weather ahead of us, so I just talked to the guy in charge, and he goes, ugh. And I said, well, you know, you've always said rain or shine, so even if it's rainy and it's windy, we'll be there, because today our high will be about 48, so we're more chilly today than we were yesterday. Chance of showers, and then tonight will be heavy rain, according to this forecast, with our overnight lows of 40. Now, tomorrow it's called heavy rain on Wednesday. Wednesday night showers with the overnight lows of 44.
It didn't say heavy rain, though, David.
No,
it
did not
showers.
It did not say heavy rain on Wednesday night. So here's the deal. I mean, we've gone to the Garden of Lights before when it's been windy and cold and rainy. And we just bundle up.
Had a wonderful time.
Yeah, bundle up, and you go through the garden. Yeah. And
Have some of those hot chocolate with brandy in them. And after four or five of those, you don't care.
And you can take shelter. You can take shelter.
Well, but we're going to be in shelter. We're going to be in the igloo.
We've got an igloo tomorrow night, which is great. Now, I was told that we're going to get the full experience where they bring you pizza, and they bring you hot chocolate, and they take care of you. So I don't know if... For those who are thinking about doing something as a group or a family or a birthday or an anniversary or doing something with your friends, I think that's a great Christmas present. Like, come on and let's just do this thing for the night. How fabulous. And then it's your reservation for the night in that location. So we'll talk more about that as we have the experience. I want to say on Thursday morning, we'll say come rain or shine, we were there. But as we do the weather read, it does say showers throughout the week. I mean, that's all I'm looking at are gray boxes with showers through Saturday. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, with their locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I dashed in here, workout clothes and all, you know, because I love the two women in front of me. I love this organization. I love everything they stand for. And family first. Always feels like that, and you can't help but respect and admire when people are about their family their tradition, their tribe, their people, and they bring you in. So thank you so much, Redding Rancheria. And with us this morning is...
Miranda Edwards. Favorite.
Yay! Hello, good
and
morning.
Maria Roscoe.
Good
and, you know, Maria, how long have we known each other? How long has it been now?
At least 10, 15. Yeah. Have you been, how
We've
long
been,
have
here
been here
14 years.
So
it's been.
It's got to be that because her and I.
Yeah, it's going to be at least
have,
that long.
We have been dressing room buddies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always say that when you, if you ever tour with somebody and you share a room and you share what it is to go on stage and do that, you know, where you got to get ready with somebody with a big event. And we've done that several times now.
Mm-hmm.
It brings you, like, you kind of can look at somebody with an eye and you don't even have to talk.
Right.
You get them. So thank you for being that kind of buddy with me.
And Miranda and I are sports. We are athletes.
We have an amateur nearing professional relay team.
We do. Oh. And it's not just these little batons. No, we run with flags.
Yes.
And you know what? Business. That's a bond you and I are going to forever have.
Forever.
That's your wonderful looking husband, by the way. Oh, my gosh. I went.
Yeah, you guys are a tank top couple.
Oh, hey. I mean.
I think he's pretty cute.
Yeah, Joe. I'd let him hug me, too.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere with that. He will never have that bond that you and
no,
I
No, he'll
have.
Never understand, he'll never, unfortunately.
In fact, nobody understands when we talk about it. Yeah, so what? You know. But for you and I.
We lock eyes. We know.
We know. And one thing we learned was get another damn flag.
Yeah, and we learned our lesson.
And we learned our lesson. That you can run in boots and spurs.
Of course, we're talking about the Redding Rodeo, and when you had Native American Night, and
the
we
very
got,
first one. Yeah.
It was the
yeah.
very first one. It was fantastic, and it was. I think it was.
We need
it was chills up and down the spine, and everybody said, "Please, more, come back." And we're very thrilled to make the announcement. That we will be, again, we talked about that we are going to be going to the National Finals Rodeo, and we're doing 3 days of live broadcast there from South Point Arena and the Plaza, and we'll be having all the different people that are...
President of the PRCA on, the whole organization, the operations officer, the guys from South Point, competitors, our own people,
stock contractors, et cetera, and we couldn't do that. As a matter of fact, I think the first time we went there, this is two thoughts coming out of my mouth at once, so forgive me, but when we first went there, I think there was a Native American dance and drumming that was to welcome us all into, and
South
I thought,
Point.
That's so cool.
I feel like I've been hearing about more rodeos partnering with local tribes.
Yes.
If you look at the Ellensburg Rodeo, their rodeo starts with that tribe coming down a trail all the way into the arena.
Wow.
And it's beautiful. And then there's probably 50 riders in it, and then they circle inside. But you're seeing more and more of this, which is, I think it's a great combination.
Absolutely.
And again, our opening rodeo performance on Wednesday night will be Native Appreciation Night, and y'all will be out there with singers and dancers and, you know, the thing that always amazed me, and before we get into anything, is that first time we did it, Linda and I were there to help people. And everybody's getting dressed. And there's, I mean, ages from, 70 to 2?
Oh, yeah.
Or 3,
maybe,
if they can walk. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, how are we going to get everybody in here? There was no problem.
No. No attitude.
No, your guys took over and lined everybody up. And when it was time, everybody was there. And in. Out.
Yeah, our dancers were so excited about it, especially that first time we did it because it was new.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're excited every year now. But, excuse me, it's the excitement. It's a sneak peek to our powwow. It's where we've been holding powwow. And it's such a huge audience. And with the huge audience and the quiet that went over the
Wasn't
audience.
Wasn't that something how it just went quiet?
It was everyone gave their full attention and care, and it was just a pretty uniting, beautiful moment.
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Okay. We're here with Redding Rancheria and Maria Roscoe and Miranda Edwards' favorite. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I mean, this has become an institution here in town. Judy started her company in 1993 and has been helping Reading veterans, families, seniors, business owners since the day she's opened. Two separate divisions under one roof, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on that insurance, since insurance is crazy, as we all know, whether it's health insurance or it's your property insurance or business insurance, anything, give her a call at 530-221-0441. And if you've got programs, they'll do a free review and evaluation of the policies you have or the investments you have, and will tell you that, yeah, you know, keep on going, or maybe there's ways of assisting you and helping you. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Reading Rancheria.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
And good morning and welcome to this beautiful Tuesday edition of KCNR Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. always your talk radio and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Reading Rodeo returns for the 77th year of Bucking by the River on May 14th through the 17th, 2025. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at readingrodeo.com. Buy early for the best seats. Four performances of a PRCA rodeo.
Are you okay?
I was just drank down two big glasses of water.
Oh, okay.
And it's fighting its way.
Oh, I get it.
With the nation's top rodeo athletes paired with the finest rodeo livestock. Visit the website for full schedule and information. Thank you, Reading, for your support of the historic Reading Rodeo. Tonight at the city council, they're supposedly going to sign a letter of intent that gives Reading Rodeo 25-year lease.
Yay.
Well, we'll see
what
happens. There's going to be a lot of us down there just to cheer them on. And to see if they don't speak with fork and tongue. Okay. I'm sure they, I'm sure they don't.
How do we want to start here? Do we want to go into like the
And we're here with Reading Rancheria, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards favorite.
Good morning, both of you back, and welcome back as we have these little segments. Do we want to start with the grants and the Reading Rancheria and what happens there, Miranda?
Yeah, so you know what? I'm actually, Reading Rancheria Community Fund is Maria's baby. How long have you been doing it, Maria?
Since 1999, but we got together with the North State, Community Fund of the North State in 2002.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So Maria's been doing this, and this is her. She manages, and I feel like that's how Maria knows so many people in the community is large. I mean, so many other things she does, too, but largely the community fund, and it's something we're so proud of.
The party of the year, but beyond the party of the year, because it is a party, but it also is so celebratory. And that people are surprised with these huge grants. And, and they just never know if they're going to be the recipient. But it doesn't matter because somehow they are the recipient. So let's shoot.
Yeah. We just had our last fall grant round, and we're super excited. We just gave away $123,000. Some of the grants exceed. It was just wonderful. We got to give Bernie and Weaverville both $5,000. With the Wings of Angels.
Oh, yes.
$10,000.
Fantastic.
Which much needed. It, you know, senior centers, we're helping people get into homes. I loved this Northern California Veteran Support Group. They got $4,000.
Fantastic.
So it's just something that our committee and advisory board loves to get together. And then afterwards, we're all just high-fiving and hugging and good job. And so we just, it's
$120,000 right there. And this happens twice a year.
This happens twice a year. So remember in the spring, look around in between February and March, and you can go on to the Community Fund of the North States website, and you look up Reading Rancheria. And to date, since 2002, we've donated $4.4 million just in grants.
To our local communities.
To the Shasta and Trinity counties. Yes.
Nonprofit.
Northern California.
Any 501c3.
Yes.
Northern California Veteran Support Group,
$4,000. Yep.
Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, $2,500. Hooked on Healing, which is the which is fly fishing for veterans.
Yes.
And $1,000 there, which they can really
use.
And a number of ways, pathways to housing. Reading Ballet. That's cool. And, you know, these are all nonprofits that need assistance all the time, especially with the economy.
And you know, one of the examples, like the Reading City Ballet and different things, though the money is being donated to those who can't afford to pay the tuition. And that's where we want it to go. We want everybody to be able to participate. So, super exciting.
Caring Heroes and Exodus Farms.
Love.
Both of them. Caring Heroes, of course, is equestrian based for helping
veterans and first responders.
And Exodus Farms is for those children that are in foster homes.
I have a unique story about that. So the Reading Rancheria Tribal Council just furnished a whole apartment at
Faithworks. We talked about that last
and then
time,
I talked to Exodus, and she said it was one of our families
oh
that was moved in
oh.
and they would have been homeless. So I mean, it was like, you know, when full the world collided. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And that also just goes to show, too, how our community in Reading is, mm-hmm. we all take care of each other. And I think that's so, I mean, that's Reading Ranchery is, you know, that's our priority is helping everyone in the community. And then you realize a lot of these organizations overlap and they work together and everyone's just trying to help everyone out because they want to make our community a better place. And so it's cool to hear the full circle moments, even just within who we're handing grants out to. So yeah, that's awesome.
So Mark,
in your nutrition centers, I mean, the list goes on and on.
We always
some
say,
of these you probably never even heard of.
I mean, how fun that that must be a very like a celebration. And then to think about the process of how many requests come in, and then to know that you can select not just this many because there's several. But then, of course, they can always reapply for the next time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And people have gotten grants multiple times, so it's not like if you get it once, you can't apply again. But we always say, you know, there's not a lot of people in the community that Reading Rancheria hasn't touched in some way. And this is a huge way that, you know, if you looked at the list of places we give out grants to, I'm sure you will find a group that you have been somehow involved with or someone important to you has been involved with.
Well,
an employee of ours from Trinity County emailed us yesterday and said, thank you for keeping the library open. We were going to close.
Mm.
Wow.
So that, I know, it just all feels so good.
We have an organization we belong to, the Backcountry Horsemen, that most people haven't heard of. But they're the ones that clear the trails. They deliver the supplies to crews, and it's all volunteers. They do it all for themselves. And I told them about it, and I said, you know, this is coming up, but they had to get their paperwork together. So they're all excited for. I said, well, they've got another one, you know, spring.
Yep.
So they're getting all their paperwork together. But it's groups like this that do a lot for our community.
Search and Rescue was one.
The Search and Rescue, that one for Shasta County, think about that. How
and
many times they're out
Olympics.
There.
Special Olympics.
Yeah. So they're groups that do so much for our community, and they do it out of the love of our community. They don't make money out of it. It's all volunteers. They end up paying for it out of their own pocket. That anything that you all give helps extend their ability to keep on helping like that.
Absolutely.
So, you'll see one next year, the Buford. The Buford School for Wayward Puppies or something like that.
I am so excited to see you two in the morning, but I also, on my way driving in, get so excited to see Buford.
Did you bring him a bone?
The
senator came in yesterday, Senator Johannesson. He's actually called the studio and said, is the dog there? And so he'll stop by, and he always has a supply of bones.
Yes.
Well, he came in, and Buford was already gone, so he left it on my desk. So I'm giving him little pieces of it today. So
I look so forward to seeing him. And then when I pet him, and then I stop petting him because we get chatting, he reminds me to keep petting him with a nice little paw on my lap.
The paw comes up. You know what? Okay, I know we shouldn't be talking about this. But I'll put a treat in one of my hands, and I'll move him around, and I'll hold it out. And he puts his paw up on the hand the treat.
Okay. Nice.
Smart
it
boy.
He did it last night.
Okay.
And I went, uh-oh.
Good.
Okay. Anyway. Nothing.
All right. Back with Reading Rancheria and
133,836.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's part of the 4.4 million
keeps growing. Before it was like, 2 million and 3 million.
So March 7th, next year, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
How many years would that be now?
So we started, 2002 was the fund, 2004 was our first RRCF dinner. So it'll be 21 years.
Fantastic.
And then we picked the winner. So it's always fun to keep the secret till March.
Oh my gosh, that's hard. But okay, so.
Yes.
And so mark your calendars, March 7th of next year. And, you know, we have to start marking our calendars for next year because it's almost here. Right?
Yeah, we started the Reading Rancheria calendar. Marie and I were talking about it yesterday for all of 2025. So it just goes to show all the events that we have going on every single year. We've got RRCF on the calendar. We've got a theme. I don't know if we're announcing it yet.
Yeah.
Have we announced it?
Yes. Toga, or gods and goddesses. So get your best toga out there, or mix it up.
Uh-huh.
We've been trying, Jack and I have been trying to get toga in here for a couple of years, and then Tracy leaned in too. So gods or goddesses or togas.
It's going to be beautiful.
It will be. It always is, and it's fantastic, and you always outdo yourself. It's always, you walk away with just like, wow, that was great. Now, coming up, we have a lot of different events that we're talking about bringing out your calendars, because we have some fantastic events happening through the community with the Redding Rancheria and Wind River as well. So after these messages, we're going to come back and, again, bring out your calendar, because we need to make room.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. They've been in existence since 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop, I've never had a bad haircut there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. It's a pleasant place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Yeah, that's my idea. To get in there and get my hair cut and have a pleasant conversation, get in, get out, or just hang around for a while if I'm hiding from Linda. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot.
You didn't get that.
Streaming live at KC. I wasn't paying attention. KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. Is a community bank. Even though it's a small bank, has won national level awards for being a great bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we're here with Reading Rancheria, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite.
I'm going to break in here. Don't you remember when we did that Come and Get Your Love?
We were laughing at our TikTok video that we made a couple months ago.
It wasn't that song.
Come and get your love.
Yeah.
Hooked on a feeling. Oh, well.
No, see, there's. I thought it was.
You're right. We did the
playback out. We'll play that out.
Yeah, that's the one.
David will play that out. But anyway, that'll be the next one.
The Uka Chaka.
Hooked on a feeling.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, that was it. Okay.
But we did the part with Uka Chaka.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you have to look on our social media because we all did a lip sync to that song. And we felt pretty cute. It was fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of good joy going on in there.
A lot of people liked it.
Speaking of joy, let's talk about, we love when we have these Christmas craft fairs and where the artisans come out and there's food and you guys have a big one coming up. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of your events.
Yeah. So the Christmas craft fair is coming up November 30th. It's right after Thanksgiving. I love going to it because, I buy for my sister-in-law who has everything. So I buy her all of these handmade beautiful crafts from a lot of native vendors, all kinds of vendors really, but it's in the event center. It takes up the entire event center, which as you both know, is a huge space. And then there's food there and I just like hanging out and browsing and shopping, but it is a great place to get Christmas gifts for people who are hard to shop for, people who, you know, have everything they want, have everything they need. You can get some beautiful handcrafted.
And we love that.
Yeah.
It's one of a kind. So that's November 30th.
And it's
from
authentic.
Yeah.
10 to 5 and it's free entry.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you guys are packed.
It is very packed. And then, of course,
our very own Dove that we love, who does the most beautiful rendition of America the Beautiful in native language. She's doing Indian tacos.
The best. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Oh, I'll tell you what. When we came to the powwow,
we had them.
They're good.
All right. So you've got also, let's talk about some of your, like your community service. What a beautiful poster, by the way. I'll put this up in the window. Christmas giveaway for Native American kids. Let's hear about that.
Yeah. So we'll talk about all of our Christmas and holiday things coming up. So the Community Services Christmas gift giveaway for Native kids is something you can apply for on our website. The deadline to apply is December 6th, and we, our Community Services Department purchases gifts to give out for free for these families that need it around Christmas, because a lot of people can use a little extra help giving kids some Christmas joy. And then along with that, we have a few other events. It's funny, we have separate events, but so many different ways we give gifts to families in need during the holidays. So we have the community services giveaway for Native kids. We have our Turkeys and Toys giveaway, which is December 19th, and that one's open to anyone in the community. We haven't put out the application for that yet, but anyone can apply. You just stop by our tribal office. You pick up a turkey for dinner and some toys for the kids. We usually have a theme every year. Yeah, I'm not sure what the theme is yet. I don't know if we decided. We've done, like, board games before or specific types of toys. So that one's coming up. And then another thing that we just do for a team building bonding experience for our employees is we get a bunch of families from our health systems and our Head Start, and we assign a group of people, a family, to just shop for their Christmas presents. So we've given tons of Christmas gifts away in so many different ways. But if you are wanting to apply for the Christmas giveaway for Native kids or Turkeys and Toys open for everyone, that'll be on our website.
Yes.
Well, turkeys, I remember Jack telling me around Thanksgiving that he was, because the line was out there and y'all were giving away turkeys, he was loading turkeys into a shopping cart.
Years ago. He's got a system now.
He said just to, you know, get it to people and all
that. We've learned, just like you and I have learned with the flag. We try these new events and we learn the best way to do it. So
there's always a more efficient way.
And I love that they created something that the family can do together. So when they gave away the board games, that's the whole point. Family together.
Yeah, it's a family board game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love to talk about tradition. Now, Amanda, you're newly married.
Yes.
I said Miranda, sorry.
That's okay.
You're newly married, and so now you'll be establishing, you know, down the road, your tradition.
Yeah.
But what is the tradition that is your favorite tradition?
Ooh.
For this holiday.
For the holiday?
Not Thanksgiving, Christmas, I mean.
You know, my mom, this is a quirky thing that my mom and I have done forever. My mom collects nutcrackers. I've inherited this joy of collecting nutcrackers. We counted one time. I think she has over 300 nutcrackers from, you know, 2 inches tall to 5 feet tall. So we've skipped a few years, but my mom and I set up all these nutcrackers around the holidays. And it's really fun to pull them out and reminisce. Oh, I remember when we bought this one. And
that's fabulous.
And a lot of them were passed down from our family too. So we've got some really old guys in there. But yeah, that's a fun, I think I really enjoy that. It brings back the childhood joy for me of the holidays.
It's sometimes about touching the thing
that
brings back those memories.
And things that have been passed down in your family too.
That's a fabulous tradition, Maria.
Which is what it's all about.
Right.
Getting together with family.
What is one of your favorite traditions?
So my mom does Thanksgiving dinner and I cook the full on Christmas.
Okay.
So that's the fun part, is getting to spoil them and have my mom sit and enjoy just talking instead of, so it's pretty fun. It's a little, you know, gives me anxiety, but it turns out good. I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Asked me that. What was your tradition? And I mean, I'm thinking back what our Thanksgiving tradition is. I said, well, mom would make 2 types of gravy.
Such a boy.
We'd have dinner and that'd be about it. But I guess there were maybe more traditions. I know she always decorated the house and she had, you know, we had this one ceramic Christmas tree, you know.
And your daughter brought that up on this last trip.
That she made, and it had all these holes in it, and you stick all these different color lights in it, and you put a light inside. And she had that every year.
Right.
And she would drag out her a Coca-Cola. It was a Santa Claus holding a bottle of Coke. And this thing was probably worth thousands today.
Yeah.
But she got that back in the 50s.
The Santa or the polar bear.
Yeah, and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I guess we did, as you know, thinking back on traditions.
I think I'm definitely one of those people that enjoys buying gifts, too, more than receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. So I start Christmas shopping, like, summer. So I love just buying gifts for people and thinking, even, like, around the office, people exchanging gifts.
I like that. I don't know if our tradition is usually and as you get married and you have, you know, you build a tradition together, but for Thanksgiving, my childhood memory of a tradition was we lived in the country, so we would take our horses up and we would cut down a tree, the great memory, up in the mountains and drag the tree back to the house. And we had a big steeple ceiling in one of the rooms, so we would put that up
And it was rugged and wonderful. So that was our Charlie Brown Christmas. And usually Christmas Eve, we would always open our presents and be together as a family. And then Christmas Day, we ran from house to house. Thanksgiving, we were at different family houses. So what would you say our tradition is, Carl?
Going down to your parents' house usually. But where the whole family gets together, and that's a nice tradition. But this year it's going to be a little bit different.
Well, because we leave the Thanksgiving is falling on the last day. I mean, December's the next day, and we're going to be driving to Vegas for the rodeo. But I always love to hear people's traditions because it steeps deep, and no matter where you go, and where I don't care if you're in this other side of the world, it's these wonderful memories, like watching Charlie Brown Christmas or watching the original one, the Burl Ives. Animated. That's my favorite Christmas show ever. Love that. There's always tomorrow when she sings to,
You know what I mean? I love it. I was playing that when I was painting.
Oh,
it is funny. Yeah, it is funny how your traditions change over time too. Because like you said, I've been married for a year now, so we have our own little Christmas. My husband makes amazing cinnamon roll waffles on Christmas Eve morning, and also just I think in general for all of our holidays now is my husband cooking for me because he's an incredible chef and he's accepted me as I am, which is not an incredible chef by any means. So food is always just brings people together.
And it really does.
It's like Carl remembering gravy. Everyone remembers, you know, that dish.
Yeah, well, because I'm not crazy about giblet gravy. My dad was. So mom, well, the rest of us were not crazy about it. So she would make that for dad.
Yeah, my mom loved giblet. Remember the first time you
And your mom, you know what your mom did? She made gravy without giblets for our very first Thanksgiving, because she knew I wasn't crazy about
what?
It.
Isn't that love?
Aww. Yeah.
True
love.
Because it looks bad, you know, when you get your gravy and you're picking stuff out. You know? So, hey, we've got to take a break here. So we've gone completely off the schedule here. When we come back, I know there's maybe a couple other things, but an update about where we are and, you know, with the, you know, the new casino, if there's any updates or anything like that. I'm seeing kind of a, not really, but you know, the big news is it's like Christmas.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
I love the light in your eyes.
That's my favorite part.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we did a, Randa did a video of us all singing that. Wow. Mouthing the words.
A TikTok.
On, was it on TikTok?
Yeah, a TikTok or Instagram.
One of those.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have a pretty special show, and I'll talk about that in a couple minutes, but we're here with Radio Rancheria and with Maria Rosca and Miranda Edwards' favorite, and we're talking about all the things that are happening at Radio Rancheria, the, you know, the community fund of what, how much, $183,786, all these different nonprofits that can use the money that do special things for our community. But also the, Christmas stuff that's going on, the presents, the,
events
that are happening. But, let's talk just quickly about the casino.
Culture.
Yeah, the
well,
future.
If we can go with culture first.
Okay, yes, culture please. First.
Because it is Native American Heritage Month.
Okay.
So we love celebrating. And we partnered with the Shasta Historical Society in Viva Downtown we're going to have the Indigenous Honoring and Identity over here at the Whistle Stop Park.
Ooh,
so
that's a great
like
park.
Beautiful.
You know, when we did the Mexican Heritage,
right.
We're going to have the Indigenous. So,
and what's the date for that?
The date is November 29th, and it'll be from 1 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, here's the visual.
We're excited about this. It's the first time it's being done. So it's actually, I think, Shasta Historical Society and Viva Downtown kind of throw it, and we're a big sponsor, and proud to work with them. Our chairman, Jack, is on the Historical Society board, I believe, so he works closely. It's our first time doing it. But Viva Downtown, Blake Fisher approached us because they do so many other cultural, they do Juneteenth, and they do Hispanic Heritage. And so they were like, why have we not done some sort of Native American Heritage recognition party downtown festival event? And it has come together now, finally, and we're excited about it. So this will be the very first one.
Excellent. And again, the poster is great. This is going to be at Whistle Stop Park, which is right down the street from Houston Market Street. They've launched it and opened it this year, and walking the dog down there, I mean, I love the stage. That's just a beautiful little area. It's right down. It's perfect. And so that's going to be Native Pride, a cultural celebration honoring Indigenous identity and culture, pairing with Viva Downtown. How exciting. So there's going to be dancing. Will there be more of the tacos, Indian tacos, and all that stuff?
Jewelry. Always. We have to have Indian tacos at any event.
Yeah,
it would not be complete without.
Well, you know what, too, and it's just, it's
1 to 5 p.m.
1 to 5 p.m.
I know that when you're eating it, you're going, oh yeah. I mean, I could have probably eaten something a little more healthy, but why?
It's right. A treat.
Will there be prayer? Will there be speakers? Is it, you know, kind of like from 1 to 5? That's a long time. Dancing.
Yeah.
What? So, will the speakers be talking about? Will there be history talk?
I'm sure there will, so we'll all see this, since this is the first time we've had it here. We used to hold it at the Cascade Theater, and it was very small.
Yes.
But this one is going to be way bigger and so, way more people involved, and I can't. It'll be exciting to
and
see.
And it's a family-friendly event,
mm-hmm,
so everyone can come out and enjoy this from 1 to 5. And I think it's really important for our children to be outside the box.
Mm-hmm. For
think
sure.
Outside to get out your face out of the whatever you're doing and see.
Yeah.
This is what is great about our country and our peoples and history of the area, etc.
Yeah, and I think, you know, something we talk about a lot with you guys is we want to share our Native culture. We want to teach people in the community about the tribe. So it's nice to have it in different locations. And when we have this event in downtown Reading, maybe we'll reach some new people who didn't know much about the tribe at all, and they learn a little something. And then they want to come to Powwow, or they want to come to Native Heritage Night at the rodeo. So we want to, you know, reach as many people as we can. So.
And while we're on that subject, and we have people driving kids to school, or there may be, you know, in the car someplace, I think it's really important, and you can help maybe finish the sentence. When we went to the your luncheon.
The State of the Tribe,
State of the Tribe. Mm-hmm. You gave a fantastic video, or showed a fantastic video, and excuse me, about it's not just the casino
mm-hmm.
that's under the Reading Rancheria. People don't understand all of the businesses that help with the community fund. Put money into the community fund. So can you tell us how many businesses are underneath the branch of the Reading Rancheria?
Yeah, I wish I had in front of me. I hope I don't miss anything. So our tribal council directs, you know, most things that go on in Reading Rancheria. It's our government. And under that, we have our tribal office. We have our health systems. We have REDCO. We have the casino, obviously. And then underneath a lot of those branches, we have our Head Start program. We've got our, you know, our community services. We've got RELC, which is a very similar to our REDCO, which is Reading Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. We've got our, under REDCO, we've got our Mini Mart. We've got the Hilton Garden Inn. So there's just so many things going on all the time that a lot of times when people think, you know, oh, Indian tribe in town, casino. And the casino is a big, important part of what we do. But there's so, so much more. And especially our healthcare is something that we're so proud of because
well,
it's a lot of our employees.
Well, the healthcare has made a huge impact on our community. And, you know, I mean, in a, our somebody that works with us is now going there.
Oh, nice.
And because I said, why don't you go here? And they said, well, I don't think I can. And I said, are you on Medi-Cal or Medicaid and that kind of stuff? Well, yeah.
Partnership.
Why don't you
yeah.
go down, or partnership. Why don't yep. you go on down there and just find out? So now you've got a new member down there, a new
That's
family.
That's awesome.
Hey, we only got like 2 minutes left. So,
so we have an event actually okay. happening on Monday, November 25th. Shout out to REDCO. Jeremy and his folks are doing a re-grand opening of our Wind River Mini Mart. So they did a whole makeover. They're doing
their soft serve ice
they're
cream, I hear.
Doing the unveiling. Yeah.
So what's happening with the Mini Mart?
He said he's doing a whole new makeover.
Okay.
So we're also going to have the chamber there cutting.
Where's that at?
It's on Bonnyview. It's right by the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah, that's okay. That's where I thought. I just want to make sure it wasn't something that inside.
2415 South Bonnyview.
Yes.
But there'll be milkshakes. He's putting in a milkshake machine.
Oh.
There'll be raffles all day. It starts at 8:30. You'll have medium soft drinks. We have the ribbon cutting, and Billy and Patrick will be there to be able to Remote Live.
I love
you. There
you
go.
Yeah. Okay. Monday,
the 25th. Okay.
Reading Rancheria. Thank you so much for being with us today, as usual, and all these things that are going on.
And our time flies by.
It does. It does. It always does.
Tomorrow, the sheriff is going. Well, the sheriff's office will join us, and as will Ted Bambino. Who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, kind of outline everything that happens tonight at the city council and then the way forward. So tomorrow. And then I think we've got the one of our VFW posts will also join us in the morning, too. So it'll be pretty busy. Thank you so much, Miranda Edwards-Favorite and Maria Roscoe, for joining us today. And give our best to everybody back there when you're digging out the 300 nutcrackers. And so now we always know what we can get Tracy for Christmas. And now we have to go find an exotic one that she doesn't have.
We'll stick Karen on it.
Hey, by the way, did you give Buford that extra cookie that was sitting on my desk? You did. Good, because I thought he had snuck in there and gotten up and taken it himself. Okay. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be raining, so be careful out there. This week is going to be of rain. The Garden of Light starts, I believe, this weekend down there at Turtle Bay. 2 million lights. So, have a good day and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.